Live your passion and purpose today. This is I Can See Clearly Now with Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Hello, everybody, and I'm so glad that you could join me for this hour. I'm Diane Ray, and I didn't quite prepare, really, to talk this hour, but I felt it was very important for us to be able to get together and share after the passing of Dr. Wayne Dyer, over the weekend. And when I tell you how saddened and shocked and hurt everybody here at Hay House is an understatement. He was such a huge, huge, just big guy here at Hay House, and we're all going to miss him terribly. And I felt it was really important to do a live show today at this time to give you, the Hay House radio listener, a chance to call in and share some of your thoughts and feelings and stories and encounters that you may have had with Dr. Wayne Dyer over the years. And just to tell you how I feel, I've been privileged to be able to share airtime with Dr. Wayne Dyer over these past 7 years. I can't even believe it. 7 years, almost 8 years that we shared this time every Monday. And I can tell you, I learned something from every show. I learned something from every phone call. And it was just an incredible time. And it first started where Dr. Dyer would plan out the shows that he would talk about, and we would try to pull material from the books that he was working on and kind of craft the shows around those topics. And then he finally said, no, you know, forget it. I don't want to do it like that. He goes, I just want people to call in and I'll just talk to them. And that's what he did. And that's what he did the best. And he really enjoyed it. And I just want to share with you a couple of things. Dr. Dyer was here in town just 2 weeks ago prior to his talks in Australia and New Zealand. And he really loved doing this radio show. He really did. And he insisted that I pick him up where he was staying down the road here. We're in Carlsbad, California. He was staying at La Costa. And he wanted me to go and pick him up and bring him in here to do the show live. So, of course, I did. And I drove down there and we were talking, we were joking. He was warm and funny, healthy. I mean, that's why I'm as shocked and saddened as all of you when I heard what happened. And I found out yesterday. And Dr. Dyer was excited about going to New Zealand and Australia to speak. He was excited to teach. And that's what he always said. He goes, I'm a teacher. I'm just a teacher. And he was an incredible teacher and one that we're not going to be able to replace anytime soon. He has some really, really big shoes to fill. And over the time that I've worked with Dr. Dyer, and I've read all of your Facebook posts, as many as I could. There's thousands. And he touched so many people, just so many people all over the world with his incredible message of love. I mean, that's really what his message was love. And he was just amazing. And I guess it really hit home for me how many people that he touched. Even though over the years I've been to many I Can Do It conferences and I've talked to people and I saw how people reacted when they got a chance to meet him and speak with him and just the impact that he had. This just happened recently, a true story. I was with a friend of mine here from work, Stacy. And we went to happy hour, as we do sometimes at the end of the week. And we're sitting at the bar, we're talking, and this guy comes up, he starts talking to us, kind of a, you know, big, burly kind of construction worker guy. So he's asking, so what do you do? And we said, well, we work for a publisher, you know, Hay House Publishing. Have you ever heard of Dr. Wayne Dyer? This guy got tears in his eyes, total stranger. And he says to me, you know, I met Dr. Wayne Dyer in the 70s. In Laguna Beach, I was going through the worst dark time of my life, and he saved my life. And this total stranger is looking at me with tears in his eyes, telling me how Dr. Wayne Dyer saved his life. And I was just blown away, you know. And all of us can only hope that we each have that kind of impact. And we do. I mean, each of us touches somebody in some way during our day. And we can only hope that it's positive. And that's a lot of what Wayne talked about And when you call in today, and I urge you to call in, 866-254-1579, toll free, as you know, in the U.S. or Canada, 760-918-4300. Dial the U.S. country code first if you're calling from another country. And I would love to hear your stories and share what Dr. Wayne Dyer meant to you. And we can talk about his favorite books. My personal favorites were The Power of Intention. I loved I Can See Clearly Now. And I just wanted to read a short little passage from I Can See Clearly Now that I think kind of encapsulates some of what Dr. Dyer was about. As I look back over my life, it is not a far reach for me to conclude that there is some kind of plan that is always at work, even if it is largely unknown as it unfolds. It is not a great stretch for me to conclude that this plan is being directed by the same force that keeps the planets aligned, opens the buds of all the flowers, and gives life to all manner of creation here and everywhere else in the universe as well. I now pay much closer attention to what shows up for me, and I'm willing to listen carefully to any inclination I might have and act accordingly, even if it leads me into unknown territory. I urge you to do the same. And he did, and that's how he lived. He knew that there was a source, a force, a plan in the universe for all of us, and he really believed that. So I want to give you all a chance to share some of your thoughts or stories, and if you had met Dr. Wayne Dyer over the years. So let's go to the phones and see who's out there. And let's start with Kristen in Atlanta. Let's go to Kristen on line 4. And Kristen, thank you so much for calling and sharing this time with me today.
Hey there, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little in shock. Was not expecting this news at all, but I'm happy to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's been really emotional because he did have such an impact on the whole world. You know, he always talked about how we're all sparks of God, and I feel like his light just really, really shined. You know, and he always had such a calm and humble manner about himself, just someone that I really respected a whole lot. And he's really, really helped me in my life and so many others. And I wrote a letter that I just want to read.
Sure.
And I just said, "Dear Wayne, today I honor you as you make your transition to the light. What a gift you were to the whole world. Not only were you a mentor, but you were a personal friend to me as well. I loved, appreciated, and cherished our friendship deeply. Even through the tears and the pain, when I think of you, I see your big smile and I hear your silly laugh. Your words of wisdom will be indebted in my heart forever, and I will carry on your legacy. You taught me about love, kindness, and sincerity. But the biggest lesson that I learned from you, Wayne, is joy. Be joyful in all that you are and all that you do. And remember that it's all perfect, all of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love and gratitude. I am Kristen."
That's beautiful. I love that. And I want you all to know that, you know, Dr. Dyer really was the real deal, and he really was humble, and he really did care. And people would ask me all the time, you know, "Oh, what's he really like? You know, he can't be that way, you know, in real life." And he really did walk the walk, and he really did care about people. And he was one of the smartest people I think I've ever met in my life. He could quote anybody. He's probably read a million zillion books in his lifetime. And I would try to trip him up and I'd say, you know, I'd quote something and go, "Oh, who was that? You know, was that Emerson or something?" And he would know. He was just amazing. And I'm so glad you could share that letter with us, Kristen. That's
beautiful.
Well,
I'm glad that I was able to be a part of his journey on this earth. And, you know, he's just really been a huge mentor for me and always has always been able just to bring a smile to my face. I mean, it's not very often that your home phone rings and you go to answer it, and it's Wayne Dyer.
He would do that. He would call people at home.
He would do that. And Maui time was different from Atlanta. So they were, midnight, like, hi, Kristen, it's Wayne, you know, and I'm going to miss that, you know, but I'm grateful. And I know that he lived, you know, he didn't die with his music inside, you know, he lived life to the fullest doing what he loved. And I feel like Wayne really was here to serve, and he did that right until the end, you know. And I know that he was really excited, too, about traveling to, you know, Australia, and he was so excited about that trip, and I'm glad that he was able to do that.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing, Kristen.
Well, thank you, and he'll be with us forever, right?
He will, absolutely.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. And let me take a few more calls because I want to get as many people in to share their thoughts and their stories. And I wanted to bring on one of our authors, David Kessler, and he's on line 11, and he just wanted to share some thoughts about working with Wayne. And David, thanks for calling in today.
Diane, thank you for doing this show. I think, you know, one of the things that Wayne is doing today is bringing us together as community. And I just love that you're helping to facilitate that. So thank you for that.
Oh, I had to. It was imperative.
Right.
I felt very strongly that, you know, I wanted the people that loved him and his listeners. And you know, and Wayne really loved the radio show. He did. And I'm so happy to have the support of all the Hay House crowd for listening all these years and supporting Hay House Radio and helping it to grow. And so, yeah, I'm glad that we could share some time. And you've had worked with Wayne years before, right?
Oh, my gosh. He's just a great guy. I would love being at a conference with him because what an infectious smile he had. And just a great guy. And, you know, Wayne, no matter how many times, every time I'd go, I've heard Wayne before. And then I'd go, but you always get something new. And
right.
I never walked away from a talk without something amazing from Wayne. That's just who he was. He was bottomless in terms of wisdom.
He was. He was just the, like I said, he was the smartest person, I think, you know, one of the smartest people I've ever met, and just so wise. And a lot of times I would sit here and I would just say, like, I'm the second banana, right? I'm the Ed McMahon of the show. And I would just listen, and I learned so much. You know, every show, every caller, there would be something to share, you know, and even whatever was going on personally in my life, you know, I'd hear him counsel a caller and talk to them, and I would learn something.
Right.
So, yeah, every week. And we had kind of it was a funny relationship because, you know, we would just talk to each other each week on the phone, you know, like reaching across the ocean. You know, but every time that I saw him here at events, and he was just always so warm and amazing. And we're all kind of walking around here just
right.
a little zombified because I just can't imagine
not
you know,
him
Hay House without Dr. Wayne Dyer. It just seems
and
impossible.
It's interesting. I was talking to Louise this morning about it. And one of the quotes she reminded me of is that, you know, we arrive in the middle of the movie, and we leave in the middle of the movie. And, you know, Wayne was someone who took action. You know, he was a mover. And in a way, he died in character. It was time to leave, and he left.
He did.
He was just a mover.
And so amazing. And he had such a grasp. Like, he wasn't afraid. I mean, he would talk to people about, you know, the life's transition and what he believed happens.
Right.
And he had no fear.
There's a great quote I put on my Facebook of his today that says, "Choose to see death as simply removing a garment or moving from one room to another. It's merely a transition."
Yes.
And
so true.
Someone called me out on Facebook the other day because I had said about, you know, we'll miss someone forever after they died. And they called me out and they said, "There is no death. Why are you even saying that?" And, and I go to Dr. Dyer, Dr. Wayne. He clarifies it. I love his quote about, We are not human beings in search of a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings immersed in a human experience.
Right.
And that sets the tone that, of course, on a spiritual level, we know he is fine, he is loved, he's taken care of, he's thrilled at this moment. And on a human experience, we're going to miss seeing him. We're going to miss that guy. You know, they both exist together, the spiritual and human experience.
Right,
and
right.
And just to allow both of those to exist and not sort of go, he's got to be fine, we can't be sad. No, you can be sad. Because we are going to miss him physically. We love seeing him physically in this world.
And he had a full schedule. You know, he loved to speak and go out and meet people. And I mean, I'm going to miss seeing him on PBS. I'm going to miss seeing him at the events. And yeah, yeah.
And yet, oh my gosh, he is going to be present with us forever.
So true.
His words are going to be so there always. So I am so grateful to him. And physically, I am so going to miss him.
That's well said. Like, I'm trying to hold it together.
I know. And you know what? It's okay if we all cry.
It is.
You know, I say every tear we ever cry when someone dies is evidence of love for that person. So,
and he left us with so much and such a rich, rich body of work. And I mean, he was still writing to the end. You know, he told me he was working on another project. You know, it was just, he was compelled and he just wanted to teach and reach people and help people. And, you know, in some way he's helping us along now, I guess.
He's bringing community together and teaching us. Absolutely.
So
true.
Thank
you for doing this, Diane, today. I so appreciate it.
I'm so glad you could call in, David.
All right. My best to everyone. Sending much love.
Thank you. Take care. And remember, check out David's show. He's amazing as well on Thursdays. And let's get a few more callers in. I want to hear people's stories. Let's go to Sarah on line 10, and she is in Brooklyn, New York. Dr. Dyer spent a lot of time in New York. He taught at Wayne State. So, Sarah, I'm so glad you could call in and share some of your thoughts.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I wouldn't have been at peace with myself if I wouldn't be able to say thank you. So,
no, I'm so glad. I wanted people to be able to say that, to say thank you, because he gave us so much.
I've always wanted to call in to thank Dr. Dyer, and it was something that was on my to-do list that I never got around to do, and it's eating me up alive, you know, and it definitely taught me a huge message today, that if you have something in you you want to tell somebody, to say it right away.
That's a great lesson.
Yes.
That's so true.
I mean, we have lost a huge giant. I can't begin to imagine who will fill his shoes. You know, he had added so much purpose and meaning to my life. I can't begin to imagine how my life would have been continuing sleepwalking through life if I wouldn't have discovered him. And I really, really wanted to thank him for that. And, you know, sometimes I would go through such a busy week, a hectic schedule with kids, homework, work, and I wouldn't get around to listen to Hay House. But there was one show I always had to make sure every week, Wayne Dyer, that was my inspiration for the week, that kept me going every week. His show was something I always had to listen to.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to listen and to join us here on Hay House Radio. And like I said, it was something that Dr. Dyer really loved to do. And I think that your message is so great, what you just said. You know, don't hold back. You know, if there's something that you really want to do and like you really wanted to call, and you called today,
right,
and got through, which
and
is great.
Thank you so much for putting me through, even though my voice is crackling. I've never been so touched by the passing of anybody outside immediate family like I am by his passing. So.
And he touched a lot of people. He really
yeah.
did. And you as well. And his teachings
yes.
will go on, you know, his
yes.
work
yes,
his work
indeed.
will continue, and we'll make sure of that here at Hay House
yes.
for sure. And thank you so much for sharing, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I want to bring a Hay House employee, although she's much more than that, to talk with us. Donna Abate worked here for how long, Donna? 13 years?
Yes.
Forever and ever and ever, and spent a lot of time with Dr. Wayne Dyer at the events, and she did a lot of writing for Dr. Wayne Dyer and Heal Your Life. Donna, I'm so glad you could call in today, and because you've got some great stories. I'm sure you could share a great remembrance of Wayne. It's so, I can't believe it. Can you believe it?
You know, yeah, I wanted to tell you, first of all, Diane, that doing this show is just wonderful. I mean, it's just a great tribute to him. You know, I think we're going to have to get together and have a good cry.
Yeah, and a drink.
Yeah. You know, I'm in shock, and I think that's what everybody is. I mean, you, last time I saw him as you, I mean, you just saw him. He looked great, and, you know, he was never one to complain. I mean, you never saw that guy in a bad mood. He was always happy. And I think the thing that I remember the most about him was at the shows, he loved his audience. He loved people. He loved talking. Because, you know, I had the wonderful chore of taking him, say, from the hotel to the venue or to the stage or back, and people would always run up to him and talk to him, and he always had time to talk to everyone. He was just always so sweet and wonderful.
He did. He loved being around people, and he loved to teach, and he was the real deal, wasn't he, Donna? I mean,
yeah, definitely.
There's not another teacher, I think, that could fill.
I mean, besides just the lessons that I learned from him, he was just probably one of the kindest, most generous people that I've ever known. I mean, just absolutely an amazing man. And, you know, I wanted to say something else, because you had mentioned that he would never miss a show. And you remember how he was so into orbs? I mean,
yes.
This is not the end of Wayne. I'm sure that, you know, come Orlando, we're going to see him, whether it's an orb in your camera or a little frequency on the radio.
Right. I know. I'm sure he's there. You know, I hope he's listening right now and hearing all the love from all the callers and the listeners. And it's still kind of surreal.
It is. You know, I was walking along the beach this morning and I was kind of thinking about him, and I thought, you know, he has a new audience. He has a new audience wherever he is right now, in the heavens or wherever on the other side. So he has a whole new audience that he's going to play to. And I guess it was time. You know, he had his messages and gave us what he could give. And now he's got another audience. And I'm sure he's loving it. I'm sure he's absolutely loving it.
Right. And he always said we would just go back to source, you know, which mm-hmm. which is pure love. So what could be more beautiful than that, right?
Mm-hmm. And he did love. Didn't you love everybody? You remember, Diane.
He did.
Whenever we'd walk him to an event, he wouldn't go in the side door, in the back door, backstage. He wanted to walk right front and center and see everybody and hug everybody, as many people as he could, before he hit that stage.
He loved it. He did. And I can think of so many, you know, so many talks that I saw, and how, and just the reaction of the people. I used to love that, you know,
mm-hmm.
just how
mm-hmm.
how people would react to see him and talk with him, and, you know, how much wisdom he shared with us. It was just unbelievable.
And I know we love being on the radio with you, and I know that you're hurting as much as me and everybody else today. And I mean, I send out love and prayers to his family. But
yes.
He left us, you know, he left us with a great impression. And every time I think about him, I smile. I have a little tear in my eye lately, but I smile.
I do. I do, too. Just so many things. I mean, it got to be where I would quote him, like, at parties, you know, like cocktail parties, you know, and I'd come out with something that I heard Wayne say. And people are like, oh, that's great. You know, I'm like, well, it was really Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know, I'd have to give him the credit. But I mean, just so many of his teachings just seeps in, and, you know, and it comes out, and you have to share it with other people.
Yeah, and he was a brilliant man. I mean, my favorite book was I Could See Clearly Now. I mean,
that was one of mine
story,
too.
And I remember mentioning that to him, because I read that from cover to cover, and I just loved it. And he was so proud of it. He was proud of the work that he did, and so happy when people would say that he touched their lives. So,
and he and I would say, I even just said this to him just like 2 weeks ago. I go, you know, don't you know the impact that he was so humble. He really was. He was like, he goes, I don't think I'm famous. Like, what do you mean?
That's true.
You know, and he really would kind of brush that part off. Like that part wasn't important to him.
Mm-hmm. You know? It was true because I'd always say that too. I said, you're the rock star. You know, it's okay if you come in late or whatever. He's like, oh.
No, he would be there. I mean, and like this show, you know, he would insist. He's like, oh, I don't like to miss too many shows. And he was just amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you did this because I think we just need to hear about him and hear the stories. And just as David said, you know, we'll just stick together. We'll get through this, and we'll be able to share his light and his quotes and his work.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you could share a little bit with me today. I'm glad you could call in.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for doing this.
We miss you.
We'll sending lots of hugs to everybody who's really hurting about this, and we will have lunch.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Donna.
Okay,
I'll talk to you soon.
Diane.
Love you,
okay.
too.
Bye.
Oh, boy. This is tough. So let me get to some more callers. I want to hear from you. Let's go to Bill in Baltimore, and he's on line 7. And, Bill, thanks for calling in and sharing a thought or a feeling about Dr. Wayne Dyer today.
Hello, Diane. I feel very fortunate to have been able to get through to the show several times, and I met him briefly last year when you all were here, and he had to quick get out because I think he was going to do some program, and I gave him the I put some books up. I said, please, you know, hey, Dr. Dyer, and I, you know, asked who it was, and he kind of recognized. He thought, oh yeah, I remember him from the radio. And, you know, he signed the books, and, you know, everyone else is, you know, thrusting books up, and some woman threw a shirt toward him. And I thought to myself, and I think I related it when I called once, I said I wasn't sure what was going to come next, you know, so, but I, you know, I have, yeah, he's been such a help to me in so many ways. I go back with him to when he wrote Your Erroneous Zones.
Right.
His book, You'll See It When You Believe It, when he talked about how he made the break from college teaching to take this idea his that he had written and take it out there to the public. And, I mean, I just so admired that because, you know, I am a teacher, and, you know, when he and I know that sometimes when he and I would talk, we almost were sort of, I mean, we were talking to each other almost on a level of, you know, one teacher to another. And,
right.
You know,
you can share that experience with him. And, you know, what he did, he believed you and all the listeners and everybody else could do. He really did. I mean, if you wanted to make a change in your life, you know, he really... He's like, look, I could do it. You could do it.
Right, right. And I like the fact that he was going to say, I don't have to take your hand and necessarily hold your hand and say you can do it yourself. You can, you know, I was capable of doing it. Look where I came from. Look at my experience. I did it, and I think it's. You know, the fact that Saturday he passed Saturday, and of course yesterday was August the 30th, which of course was a big, important day in his life because that was the day in 1974 that he went to his father's grave.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
And
I'll have to look that up in the book here.
Yes. And I thought, you know, my goodness, it's almost like his life, you know, there was an order there. I mean,
right.
He had his life until he was 30, till that day when he was 34 years old, and then the life he had afterward, which was the life he really wanted, the life that he made. And
That's such a powerful story, you know, from coming from such humble beginnings. And that was the other thing, too. Like, Wayne was a real guy with, you know, real faults and pain and hurt, mm-hmm. you know, everything that we've all experienced, you know, dealing with alcoholism and, you know, going through breakups. And, you know, so he, I think that's why he was able to touch so many people, because he understood, you know, he knew what we were all going through.
Yeah.
You know, and what was the book that you had him sign? I'm just curious.
Well, I had, let's see, I'm trying to think. He signed, you'll see it. He signed, I Can See Clearly Now. And he also signed, I think it was a first edition, because it was a green cover of Your Erroneous Zones. Because I have a paperback, which of course has the picture of him back circa 1976.
Right. You know, with the, the mustache.
Which I know you used to tease him about that. And of course, you know, I always thought, well, if we ever talked again and I showed him that and he, you know, makes some comment, then I would have taken out my high school graduation picture, which was right around the same time, and say, here, look, here's two guys from the 70s with hair, you know. So, they were the books that I had him sign. And and I just, you know, I.
And he left us with all of those, you know. I mean, I
right.
urge all the listeners, like, go back and dig in, you know, to some of the older works, some of the catalog, and just amazing stuff that is timeless, I think.
He talked about how, you know, and you can see the progression of his writing. I mean, he was,
right.
he never left counseling behind totally. He never left, you know, teaching as he did when he was training counselors when he was at St. John's. And so he, as you said earlier in the show, he was a teacher. And, you know, even today I was looking at some Emerson and Thoreau, which, of course, were two of his biggest heroes. I mean, there were many, many people that he wrote, that he read, but I know the two of them
right.
were two of his.
Well, it's because of Wayne that I went back and read a lot of those authors. You know, I hadn't read Thoreau since high school.
Right,
you know,
right.
And some of the other, you know, Eastern authors like Ramana Maharshi and Nisargadatta, and I was curious, like, who are these guys that Dr. Dyer's talking about, and just kind of opening your mind, you know?
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
He was amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you could call in, Bill, and share your story. I'm going to try to grab a few more listeners.
Okay, I thank you so much for your kindness when I've called in, and I. You know, 4 o'clock here in the East, it's going to be, you know, geez, I guess I'm going to have to find something else, maybe something
yeah.
else to do. But
well, we're going to keep, you know, the shows are all in the archives, and I'm not sure what the plan is.
Well, they repeated one last week that actually I had called in on, which was,
oh, really?
Which was kind of cool. So it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
you know?
It lives on, right?
It lives on, exactly, Diane.
Well, I'm so glad you called in, Bill. And let me grab a few more people. Wow, this is just so great to talk to everybody. And I'm going to miss this time on Monday was where I would be. I would plan my days off, my vacations, because I couldn't miss Mondays. You know, it was important. So let me go to Danielle in Florida, in my fabulous home state. Online too, and actually, Dr. Dyer has spent a lot of time in Florida. I think several of his children still live there. So, Danielle, I'm so glad you could call in today.
Oh, thank you, Diane, for doing this show. He's saying kudos to you for getting there and doing it, and he's, you know, celebrating up there as our hearts are so heavy here. My experience, I am so grateful for him and him being in my life. I had a conversation with him that totally changed my life to bring me into the light and really wake me up. And I remember saying on the phone, because he yelled at me like a father, not in a bad way, but like he scolded me and put me so in my place so needingly that way, that I remember saying to his daughters at the I Can Do It conference in Fort Lauderdale that your dad, it felt like he was my dad, and I needed him that way, and he changed my life. And how fortunate they were to have him to guide him through their lives, you know, because as not having that father figure myself, having him when I really needed him was such a gift. And like everybody has said, he was a real person. He, as famous as he was, as a master teacher as he is, he was ordinary, but extraordinary.
Right.
And he sent me that tape. And I remember after the conversation, I got it in the mail and I watched it. And I said, he's right. I have to quit my job and cut my nose off to spite my face. If I don't take time and change my life, it'll never change. And I'll always be this victim that I don't choose to be. And literally, it's been 3.5 years, and I have found bliss, and he's part of the reason being. So I know they're celebrating big up in heaven today. You know, they rolled out double, triple red carpets for him, and they're all partying.
Right,
and he'll
absolutely
live on with us down here, you know.
His teachings will.
In the spiritual world that we don't, we're just spirits. We just lose our body. We don't lose us. Like, we still live on. So knowing that, we all, as hard as we want to cry, and that's okay because we are human, but we know we'll see him again.
And he really believed that. He really did. And I know he's listening in, and to know that what you got from talking with him or hearing him speak caused a change in you is amazing. And what more could you ask in this life?
Oh, and me, but millions, not just me. Like, we're all one. And being, like, now I see us as all one. And being that we're all one, he took care of so many of us as one. Like the guy said before, you could be walking by him, walking by him, an ordinary person, and he would stop and give you the time. He was you. You were him. He always made you feel that way. And that's a unique gift that we all need to, you know, I think of him as all the struggles he had, like you said, having addictions and relationships that he shared. He was raw with us. He gave his all and shined it all and showed us how to grow and flower, you know? So I'm indebted to him and so grateful for him. And Hay House, you know, for bringing his teachings so many millions, you know. And I'm grateful for you taking my call today because I want him to know how I told his kids how much he meant to me, but I didn't get a chance to tell him because, as you know, everybody's around him. It's hard to get to him, you know.
Right, that's true. So, I mean, there was always people, and people loved to be around him, but... I'm hearing you, and I know he is too.
Yep, and I'm grateful for that. So bless you for showing up today and doing your part. You know, yeah, you're awesome.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and keep it real in Florida.
I will. All right, you well.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Lisa. She's in Indianapolis on line 3. And Lisa, I'm glad you could join me today.
Oh, thank you, Diane. Thank you for doing the show live. And I want to send love and prayers to Wayne Dyer's family and everybody out there that he touched. I've been trying to get through to him on the show for, I don't know, maybe within the last 2 or 3 months and wasn't able to get on. And probably about 4 weeks ago, I'd say, I came to terms with, you know, if I never talked to him, and what I would like to tell him was I loved him. I said, that's okay, because I know he already knows it.
And did you get a chance? Did you get on the show?
No, I didn't get on the show.
Oh, no.
But it's okay, because I had made, like, you know, I had come to an acceptance of, I don't have to tell him.
Right.
He already
He could
knows.
Feel it. He really could. I mean, that's why he loved to go out there and travel and see so many people and speak, because he really loved it. And was there a point in time where, you know, Dr. Dyer's message really, really touched you?
Well, I caught him on the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Reflections on the Tao, the PBS special.
Yes.
And recently I just rearranged my bookshelf so that when I look from my desk onto my bookshelf, the first thing I see is Wayne on Wishes Fulfilled. So that book is right for me to look at all the time.
Perfect.
So, and the other thing which I found, you know, interesting was, you know, I had this dream and last night, and he was in my dream, and I was at his house in Maui, and it was interesting because it was like 3 days earlier. So it was a couple days before his passing, and that's the timeline in the dream. And I knew what was about to happen. And then, so I'm talking with him and he's talking with me, and it was like this, I need to, you know, this exchange of knowledge between the both of us. And he wanted to tell me everything he knew, and I was telling him what I had learned, and it was just so nice.
That's so interesting. Wow. That you had that dream. And I'm sure even though you couldn't get through physically on the show, you know, just being able to listen and absorb, and, you know, you were a part of it. You definitely were.
Yeah.
You were a part of everything.
And I was so, you know, the I Can See Clearly Now, I got that via audiobook. And it's so good when you can hear Wayne tell his story. And so I love the audiobook. And I know that, you know, we're going to keep learning from him.
We will. The message will continue to grow out there, and we'll continue to push it out there. And, you know, like David said, well, he has a different audience now.
Yeah.
But we can still continue to learn from him. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing, Lisa.
So one other thing, Diane. So, you know, one thing that touched me in this weird way was, you know, people customarily will say rest in peace, right?
Right.
And I posted on, you know, Wayne's page, I just said, it just doesn't feel like Wayne to me to say that. And I said, I would rather say, bask in the love of infinite consciousness.
That's beautiful. Well, that's true, because he was always going, you know, always motivated to do something. And, you know, so yeah, getting him to rest, I think, was probably tough.
Yeah.
But I'm sure where he is now in the beautiful, you know, beautiful place that he is, which we'll all see someday, that he's getting a little rest.
Yeah. And I saw this video with Lilu Mache, I think.
Oh,
that
yes.
He did maybe in 2011, and he said, I'll go when I'm called.
Right, right. And he did. That's exactly what happened. And Lisa, thanks so much. I'm going to grab a few more callers. We have about 10 minutes. So let's go to France and see how people are feeling there. And line two is Arnaud calling from France.
Yes.
And I'm glad you could get through, Arnaud.
Yes, hello. It's unbelievable that I did, in fact.
Well, here we are. Here we all are. And I'm glad you could join us. And did you get a chance to see Dr. Dyer speak?
No. You know, it's so unbelievably crazy. I learned about this like 30 minutes ago. And I was in shock. And I have known Dr. Dyer through his books only since last year, believe it or not. And my friend offered me one of his books for my 40th birthday. And I read it. And just recently, like last week, I read Wishes Fulfilled. And I had made it my my next goal in life to go see him speak somewhere in the world, and preferably in the States, because I love the States. And all of a sudden, I read this news out of nowhere, and on this particular day where I had many synchronicities happen to me, and so strange. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, he has... Reading his books has begun to help me transform my life into a better person and a better version of myself. And I'm just so thankful. And I did a meditation just 2 hours ago based on the Moses Code.
Yes.
And I learned about that just 2 weeks ago, in fact. And I bought it and I downloaded it and I've been meditating on it. And it's... I had tears basically running down my cheeks, and that came just 1 hour after I learned. I had an epiphany, if I can just tell you really quickly.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
A couple of weeks ago, I traveled to Turkey to visit an old friend of mine, and I was bothered about coming back to France a little bit earlier than my due date. And I was hesitating and just feeling very strange about it. And I tried to come back 2 days prior to my original due date, and it wasn't possible. And then I ended up coming back 1 day early. And it was free to do so, and it was just 1 day. But I felt ridiculous about it, you know, coming back just 1 day. And if I had come back on my original date, I would have been on the high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris. I don't know if you've heard about it. The train in which the terrorists...
Oh, yes, of course.
...and tried to kill all those people. And was actually the train was actually stopped in my hometown where I live right now, which
wow.
is Arras in the north of France. And I was thinking about those things, and it hit me like all of a sudden... And then I do the meditation and I think about him and where I could go see him and how I could make it happen. And I hear this news and I've been reading his books but just since last year and watching him on YouTube videos and on Hay House Radio, listening as I was repainting my bedroom. And I don't know, I feel so touched. And I just thought I should give it a try. I should try to call, you know.
Well, I'm so glad that you could call. And, you know, you have a lot of catching up to do, Arno. You have lot of reading to do. But this is so great that, I mean, people will always be discovering, you know, his teachings and his wisdom. And, you know, and he would say to you, always listen to those synchronicities. And
yes.
it's important, you know. It means something. That's so beautiful.
Yes.
I'm so glad you could get through.
I'm so happy. And as I was trying to call, I called maybe 40 times. I kept pushing that button, you know. And I thought about what he would say, like, imagine yourself already in the feeling that it's worked out.
Right. Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled.
Right, exactly. And it worked. It's so amazing. It's so, so amazing.
It does. It works. Wow, that's so cool that you called and shared that, Arno. And thank you so much. And I hope you still join us here on Hay House Radio and check out some of our other shows and stick around. It's a nice group. It really is. Wow, that's amazing. So I've got about 5 minutes. Let me see if I can get a few more people to share. And line one, Lacey in Utah. And Lacey, thanks for your patience and holding on. I'm trying to get to as many callers as I can.
I know, and I appreciate you taking my call. I want to start by saying I'm really sorry about this for a lot of people, a lot of friends, and especially his family. But and for you, I know I've been listening to you guys' show for the last 5 years, and he loved you. He loved his Mondays, and I'm sure that this has been really hard for you.
It was, yeah. It's a I can't even say.
I remember he really had a lot of love for you. His Mondays were his favorite, and I'm sure you had a lot to do with it too. But I could talk and talk and talk. I'm sure that you know. I'm sure that you even know who I am. But I think I've gotten a couple emails
from you. Yes, I remember.
Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you could get through, because I know that Dr. Dyer really, really touched you and, you know, hopefully helped you improve your life or maybe make some changes or at least even think of something a little differently.
So much in so little time. I mean, he has for years, but he just talking to him the last couple times, I feel kind of guilty, like taking the time because there's other people. But I just wanted to say I'm very grateful for the teachings that he taught me, because I've been able to hand those down to my daughter, and she's 11 years old, and she slept with me last night, and I looked at her little journal. She's just awesome. But she wrote, she's like, wow, I'm sitting here in my bed next to my mom crying. She's like, someone very special died last night, She didn't realize what day it was. I guess it was last night, yesterday. But anyways, she's like, one very special man died, Wayne Dyer. And then she went about a saying this on Facebook. I won't get too far into it because it's really long. But she's like, this is going to be really hard for me, but I never understood what my mom was trying to teach me, but now I get it. I love you, Wayne Dyer.
That's beautiful. And he would be so happy to hear that. I mean, he loved children. You know, he had 8 and several grandchildren. And was just starting to enjoy that part of his life, too. So,
right. And I'm really happy that he was able, I mean, not happy, but I think it's great that he happened to be in Maui. I was afraid that he'd be traveling or something, so it was nice to know that he was where he loves to be.
He was home.
And I love how he left. It was his time. It had to have been.
Yes.
God took him in the most peaceful way. We all want that for ourselves and everybody we love, and I'm glad. So glad to hear that he went in a very peaceful way. So
he did.
And I love you so much, Diane. I appreciate you talking to me, you know, and you know what you've done for me. But
well,
thank you
so much, Lacey. And I hope you'll stay a part of Hay House Radio and stick around the Hay House Radio family.
Yeah, we are. I will. I will for sure.
Well,
thanks,
Lacey.
God bless you.
You too. And wow, I can't believe there's only 2 minutes. Let me get Bree on here really quick from Orange County, because you've been so patient, Bree. You'll be my last caller. And I just wanted you to be able to share a thought really quick about Dr. Dyer. But thank you so much for holding, and for everybody that called in today. I wish I could just take calls for hours.
Thank you so much, Diane. Really, the number one thing that I wanted to say is I wanted to thank you. Not just for today. You were his best partner. Every Monday, it was like it just flowed. And because of that, I joined the Wisdom Community so I could archive him. And I have all those archives. I know I've had to get extra memory because of it, but I loved it. And he loved you, and you fit like a hand in a glove. You could feel it. I also wanted to say, many people don't realize how important Wayne was to Hay House, how he was one of their first authors to be published, how he really brought how many wonderful authors to Hay House. Anita Morjani.
He did.
Lisa. These are people we would have never heard, and yet they felt safe enough to go to him and say, I have a story. Would you listen? And most people who would have these unusual stories, well, they wouldn't have the guts to go to the publisher direct. They just wouldn't. But he put them on his tour. That's how much he believed in them. That's how much he loved them. And he showed both Reed and Louise, look at what this can do. My personal story is real quick. In 2006, my father had died. I had no money. I was being kicked out, and I had no job. I was listening to Wayne Dyer. I was listening to If You See It, You Can Believe It, You Can Do It, You Can Manifest It. I did.
And it worked. Oh, Bree, I'm so sorry. I wish I could let you share the whole story. I hope you go to Facebook, and I love reading all of the messages. And we can just say in the words of Louise Hay, all is well. And thank you for sharing this time with me and with Dr. Wayne Dyer. And we love you.